Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and Andrew Farley, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel. We're here live to address your questions and real-life issues by phone at 1-800-677-9377. If there's something you'd like to talk about, call now, 1-800-677-9377. The Word of God offers true freedom and life in Jesus Christ, and we invite you to listen and take part to learn how the basic gospel intersects with your life every day. Hear it, believe it, live it. It's Basic Gospel. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. You announced a new name today as a part of the Basic Gospel team, and we are thrilled to welcome Andrew Farley to the Basic Gospel team. Andrew, welcome. This is a day we've long waited for, and we're glad it's here to have you as a part of the mix. You've been on this program many times in the past, but today you join us as one of us, so to speak. So welcome, my friend.
Hey, thank you, Bob. It's great to be with you guys.
Yeah, well, we're excited for our listenership. I know you're going to bring just some wonderful things to this program through the year. I know many of our listeners already know you, but today I want you to give them just a little bit of your story of how you came to know the grace of God and why you're doing what you're doing today.
Yeah, well, I found myself on the floor of my apartment at 18 years old, and I was begging God for answers. I was saying, God, I am doing everything that they say to do. I'm out there sharing my faith, on the streets of Greece and Italy, and I'm, in halfway houses and jails and prisons. I'm skipping school, skipping classes, getting D's in my coursework in order to serve you. I'm out there doing it 24/7, and I don't get it. I'm not feeling any closer to you. I'm not feeling any cleaner. Where am I going wrong? And so I was basically, complaining to God about this formula that I had adopted and why it was killing me. And so I took some time off from college and went hunting for answers. I sought Christian counseling and argued with those counselors for a while and said, hey, why aren't you guys as committed as I am? I'm out here, street evangelizing, and you're not doing enough. So I was adopting the do more and be more gospel and, pushing it on others. And inwardly, I was miserable. And so God really got a hold of me through that and presented me with the reality that apart from him, I could do nothing and that I was kidding myself. And that the reason that I was just killing myself under this message was that it was all about me and my track record and how much I was doing and how clean I was and how close I was getting progressively as I tried harder. And, I would have told you in a second, Bob, that me going to heaven, my ticket to heaven was secure and safe. It was all about Jesus plus nothing for heaven. But then I was just trying to get God to like me. And that getting God to like you stuff can really kill you if you take it seriously. And so I was hearing chapel services every week that said, you got to come forward and recommit and do more and be more and rededicate and do more and be more. And so that whole thing just really got me to rock bottom. And I at that point was willing to just be all ears concerning the grace of God. And God used the book of Hebrews and the very message that you guys proclaim and have been proclaiming for decades now. This basic gospel is not just about salvation. It's about the whole idea that God likes you and God loves you and God's accepted you and you really are okay. And that okayness is what I needed to understand better. I needed to sink my teeth into the okayness that I have as a gift. The Bible calls it righteousness, and I'm just calling it okayness. And I think the church worldwide really needs that reassurance that we have been made okay. It was a 10-year period, Bob, of me replacing old thoughts with new thoughts and God renewing my mind. It was not a lightning bolt out of heaven. There was no flash or bells and whistles, no signs and wonders. It was simply an encounter with truth And the truth of the gospel in its fullness is really what set me free. And that's what you guys have been talking about for such a long time. And, you know, I can't help but talk about it now because, you know, the new covenant saved me from religious insanity and the jumping through those hoops to try to get clean and get close. And that stuff will kill you.
Well, religion can make you insane. I mean, it really, really can. When you're trying to gain God's love and acceptance through good works and through obedience and doing more and being more, I mean, you're going to drive yourself batty. And you're eventually going to get to a point and just give up and say, I can't do this anymore. I know that's what happened in my life. But it's at that point that you find truth, that you find what you're really looking for, and the fact that Jesus Christ has made you okay through his work on the cross. And I think that is so vitally important for us to understand.
We have plenty of open lines. If you'd like to be a part of this edition of Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and Andrew Farley, my name is Bob Davis. Thank you for joining us. We have plenty of open lines right now, 1-800-677-9377. We want to hear from you. That's why we're on the air live, 1-800-677-9377. Well, Bob and Andrew, a very, very special offer for our listeners.
Yes, indeed. It's Andrew's book, Operation Screwtape, The Art of Spiritual War. It's available for a gift of any amount this month, too. Basic Gospel. This is a valuable resource, and Andrew, I really appreciate the way you put this together. It's somewhat of a fictional account. You're trying to get inside the mind of a demon and to explain to your readers how they think, the strategies that they implement to try to get us off truth. To get us to believe lies, to buy into the accusations that Satan throws at us. And that's what he does, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, this book is basically, the premise of it is that I discover a device, and on this device is a file, a large file, and it's essentially the enemy's playbook. And so I translate this file. And the book is the file. And so as you're reading this book, you're basically eavesdropping. You're checking out the enemy's playbook. And so the whole book is tipping Satan's hand. It's showing how the enemy is the accuser. He accuses us day and night. He tries to condemn us, bring a case against us, drag us into the courtroom. And, of course, the truth is, look, the trial's over. He may be a whiny trial lawyer trying to get you to try your case all over again, but the trial's over, and the verdict was guilty, and the punishment was death, and Jesus paid that punishment. It's all paid for. So this whiny trial lawyer has no case. It's all over. We call it the finished work of Christ. And yet, you know, the enemy wants to say it's not yet finished. It's unfinished. It's in progress. You know, the enemy can't deny the work of Christ entirely. That strategy won't work. So instead, he simply waters it down. And that's what you find today, Bob. You find Christians, we are buying into a watered down gospel. Forgiveness, yeah, but you got to ask for it. And what if you forget one? The watered down forgiveness of God, the grace of God. Sure, you're under grace, but you still need the law. It's like railroad tracks to keep you on the right road. Well, that's watering down the truth of the gospel. And so our identity in Christ, oh, yeah, you're a new creation, but you've got a wicked, wicked heart. Well, the Bible says you have a new heart and Christ lives in your heart. So, you know, we listen to a watered down gospel, and then soon grace just loses its potency. And so Operation Screwtape is really showing us the enemy's playbook and tipping Satan's hand so that we can grow stronger in the truth of the basic gospel.
Yes, indeed. Well, as you were telling your story earlier, the fact that you were so focused on yourself and what you were doing, that's where these accusations really have strength that Satan brings to us. When we get focused on ourselves, he can just throw out just the simplest little things that can make us doubt if we're doing things good enough, well enough, you know, and make us think of ourselves as just total failures. And that's what we're always going to think when our focus is on us. I mean, we just can't do enough. I mean, you can look at every deed that you ever do, and you can say, well, there was some good motivation behind it, but for every good motivation, I can find 10 negative motivations that were compelling me to do that very thing. And you say, oh, wow, I just can never be good enough. And that's exactly what Satan wants you to think, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's the most tantalizing distraction of all. I'm going to think about me, think about my motives, think about my past, think about my track record, try to improve me, try to clean me.
That just never works, does it?
No. And, you know, it reminds me of my brother, who his daughter, you know, wanted to play out in the yard. And unfortunately, after a few years of enjoying that backyard, the neighbors moved in and had some very large, obnoxious dogs that would just bark day and night. And so my brother asked the neighbors to, you know, maybe have the dogs put inside some. And the neighbors were like, nah, we can't do that. So my brother built a fence and then introduced his daughter to the fence and said, look, now you're safe. You're safe in the yard. The dogs, they're all bark and no bite. And really, that's what the enemy is to us. I mean, 1 John says the enemy cannot touch us. So the enemy's all bark and no bite. And that fence is the Holy Spirit. We've been sealed with the Holy Spirit. We're untouchable. But you're right, Bob, that those barks can get pretty tantalizing. We can start listening and getting freaked out by those barks. But the whole time, we're safe behind the fence. We're sealed and secure in Christ.
Yeah, we really are. And if you have a question about spiritual warfare, how to be strong in Christ, what the armor that God has given us, has outfitted us with, means, and how to live in that armor each and every day, we would love to hear from you on today's broadcast. 1-800-677-9377 is the number to call. 1-800-677-9377.
And the voice that you just heard, other than Bob Christopher, was Andrew Farley. Of course, he will be joining us on a regular basis on the broadcast, and we're thankful for that. He is, of course, the author of Operation Screwtape, The Art of Spiritual War. And we have a copy for you, friends, for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. All you need to do to get yours and request your copy and make your gift is go online to basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net. Or you can call during Central Time office hours and speak with our operator at 800-727-2828. That's 1-800-727-2828. Operation Screwtape, yours for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel at this particular time. Well, Bob, Richard, and Andrew, a question from our friend Kelly in Tampa. And this is regarding God's promise to Israel found in Jeremiah 31, verses 31 through 34. How does the promise apply to the Gentiles, since it does not mention them in this? Is it because we Gentiles are the grafted branch in the vine of Christ, thus God imparts his promise to the Gentile? If so, would you say that the new covenant contract is now between God and the whosoever wills? And also, not only does it not mention Gentiles in that particular passage, but it doesn't mention the house of Judah either. So we were wondering about that.
Well, that's a great question. Andrew, are we, as Gentiles, included in this new covenant? Are we new covenant believers? Or is that just merely for the people of Israel?
Well, yeah, you know, the reason that this question comes up is because, Israel is mentioned specifically. But the reason that Israel is mentioned specifically is because it is new for Israel. It's not new for us. It's the one and only covenant for us. If you're a Gentile, this is the one and only covenant. If you're a Jewish person, well, this is new. And so that's why in context here in Jeremiah, Israel is addressed, and this is prophesied that a new covenant is coming down the pike. It's new to Israel, but it's the one and only for us Gentiles. And then people say, well, where do you see that in the New Testament? I mean, I'm a Gentile. Where do you see that? Well, Paul tells the Corinthians that they are now ministers of the new covenant. These are Corinthians. You know, this is Corinth, Greece, far from the borders of Israel. And they are told that they are ministers of the new covenant. So it is one covenant today that's relevant to anyone, and that is the new covenant. It's new to the Jew, but it's the one and only for the Gentile.
Yes, indeed. Well, thank you for that. Well, let's go to Wydeville, South, North Carolina, and talk with Ashley. Hi, Ashley.
Hi. I it was very interesting. I was just mopping the floor and heard your radio program on. I called in because I am a twin, and I had a twin sister that went through a very difficult period, and I felt in my heart that she was attacked by the enemy in the mind, and they said that she was bipolar. She committed suicide, and after that happened, I became attacked by the enemy in the mind, and went through some very, very tumultuous and difficult situations in warfare with the enemy, and even to the point of going through something similar that had happened to her, and becoming blind, and from that incident, and I have been, like you say, in search of the truth, and I feel that I am a Christian and that Jesus lives in me and the Holy Spirit is in me, but I am still greatly attacked to this day and feel that these attacks, it's not like I just say the name of the Lord and it flees. Mm-hmm. And so my question to you is, why do you think that I would be in that situation still?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, one thing is that the presence of the enemy does not go away. I talked about the dogs being all bark and no bite. Now,
right.
the dogs, their presence is there. And so really, they're not going to go away, but it's the content of their bark, the content of the enemy's accusation is what I am asked to respond to. And so the only thing that's really going to help me is truth. And so what I want to say to you here is that what you need is time and truth. And I'm sure that Basic Gospel, our ministry, will be able to reach out to you and send you a resource or two that will really help you. But, you know, it's time and truth, because you're getting accused day and night. Many Christians are accused day and night. You're told that you're not good enough, or that no one likes you, or that people have rejected you, and therefore you're unlikable, you're not valuable. All of these accusations come against your value and your worth and your relevance on this planet. You're told you have no purpose. Accusation comes against us in many forms. And the only answer is to believe what God says about us, not what the enemy says about us. So it's going to be time and truth. It's not going to be a magic word or a magic wand. It's going to be time and truth. And Basic Gospel can help you by getting you some resources that can help you renew your mind.
Thank you. Well, thank you, because I do stand on that scripture and also on the scripture that God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Hmm. And I thank you for your program and appreciate your comment.
Well, Ashley, thank you so much for your call. Let me put you on hold. We have a couple of CD products that we will drop in the mail to you. I want you to listen to those, and I think that will help you really get planted on a solid foundation and give
you
a framework for renewing that mind of yours. Well, Ashley, thanks for your call. God bless. You call us again, okay?
I sure will. Thank you.
You hold on. Let's go out to El Paso, Texas, and talk with Oscar, listening to us on KELP. Hi, Oscar.
Hello, guys. How are you doing?
Doing well. Nice to hear from you today.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Well, I have a couple questions. I was listening to Andrew about how he was struggling at first, and he was serving God, and he wasn't feeling good about many things. And that's not my situation. I serve my church. I'm in the praise band. I barely have about 4 years being a Christian now, and it has been a hard journey, if you want to call it like that. I guess my problem is that, you know, I don't read the Bible that much. I'm still serving. I'm not renewing my mind, though, with the Word of God. So I'm just basically seeking some guidance. You know, I tend to believe that I'm doing things right, and then they're not right, and a lot of things happen. So, you know, I just want to know and have a little bit of guidance from somebody that actually really experienced what I'm experiencing right now. So that's basically my thing right now.
Okay. Well, brother, listen, I think that you've been down on yourself for not logging enough time in the Bible. And you know, I want you to know that that's just it's logging time in a book, and it's not the actual time that will renew your mind, but it's the truth that is contained in the book. It's the truth of the Word of God that will set you free. And so, you know, this ministry, Basic Gospel, is not really designed to tell people, hey, go read your Bible, just go read your Bible. No, there's much more to it. It's the truth of the Bible that sets us free. And so, you know, there's a million interpretations out there of what the gospel is. And we here at Basic Gospel are trying to say, you know, we need to take a step back, rethink some things about the love of God, the grace of God, the forgiveness of God. And I just want to encourage you to go on to basicgospel.net. Go to basicgospel.net and start absorbing, soaking in some of the basic teachings there. Because it's not just the scriptures that set us free. It's the truth within the scriptures. And so there's many interpretations out there, and all I'm saying is only the truth will really set you free. You got to know it's not about how much time you're spending in a book. It's about how much time Jesus spent on that cross and through that resurrection, the gift of okayness that he gave you. You need a pat on the back. You need a hug. You need an encouragement, and the truth will always encourage you and always build you up.
Well, Oscar, one other point to add to this is that, you know, you ask the question, you put your problem out there is, you know, I'm doing this, I'm serving, I'm involved. And I think what the Lord is really interested in, as far as you're concerned, is for you to shift your focus away from what you're doing to what he's done. Find out what Christ's death on the cross really means to you. Find out what his resurrection means to you. It'll change your life, I guarantee you. When you realize that this gospel truly is the story of Jesus that can become your story, that's when Christianity becomes exciting. Well, let me put you on hold. We do have some great resources. I'm going to send you a copy of another book that Andrew wrote along with Bart Millard, who's the lead singer of Mercy Me. It's called The Hurt and the Healer. I think you'll really enjoy that. It will be a great resource to help answer some of these questions that you have. You hold on, Oscar. Thanks for your call, my friend.
Thank you, guys. God bless you.
And Andrew, good to be with you, brother. And look forward to having you on the broadcast every week from now on.
Well, thank you, guys.
Want to remind our listeners that all of the resources we talk about on Basic Gospel are available through our website at store.basicgospel.net. Again, that's store.basicgospel.net. Thanks for joining us, everybody. This ministry, of course, is totally listener-supported, and we need your ongoing help to keep Basic Gospel on the air. For your gift of any amount today, we have a copy of Andrew's book, Operation Screwtape, for you. That's for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. To make your gift and request your copy, call 1-800-727-2828 to speak with our operator. That's 1-800-727-2828 during Central Time office hours, or visit us online at basicgospel.net. If you like what you hear each day on this broadcast, please like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at BasicGospelRDO, and be sure to tell a friend about the broadcast. Now for Bob, Richard, Andrew, and all this team, Bob Davis saying God bless you, and we'll see you tomorrow at the same time. Bye-bye.